Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Shout out to AmeriCorps teams for all your hard work, which helped make the summer of 2018 possible. And now, your host, Maceo.
All right, here I am. It's another beautiful morning at Enchanted Hills Camp. I'm in the podcast shack with another buddy of mine from the teen camp, an old, classic old friend, a repeat visitor of Everything EHC from last year. Tell me, sir, who are you, where are you from, how old are you, and how long have you been coming to camp?
My name's Nikki, and I am from Tokyo, Japan. That's where I was born. I'm 16 and I've been coming to camp for about 7 years. It's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You love it.
Yeah, I do.
All right. I had you my first year, 2014, as a youth camper, and we picked nicknames and you chose French Fry.
Okay.
And I've been calling you that ever since. I don't even know if anybody calls you that anymore.
No. No,
I'm the only. It's only me.
It's kind of funny, though. I like it. I don't mind.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that because you will always be the little French fry.
Yes.
And now you're in teen camp. You're almost a man. What the heck's going on?
Too much.
What's your favorite Enchanted Hills camp daytime activity?
I gotta say, it's probably the pool because I get to relax and like swim, chat with your friends, and just have a great time overall.
You hang out there all afternoon pretty much, don't you?
Sometimes, like yeah. It really depends on the day. If I want to do something else, then yeah. But
right,
yeah.
Right on. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. How about what's your favorite Enchanted Hills Camp meal?
Oh my God. It has to be either the. The spaghetti and meatballs, or the I gotta say, I love those cookies that they have for dessert. They're perfect. They're always done right.
Cookies, huh?
Yeah, you know the ones that Linda Fonseca makes. They're perfectly done. Yeah.
Shout out to Linda and her cookies.
Yes, and her chocolate pudding is awesome.
She will
too.
Be stoked to hear that the French fry likes some cookies. All right. So, good answers. Let's see, one more Enchanted Hills question.
Mm-hmm.
When you are cruising around here, you have a big backpack on your back all the time. What is in your backpack?
Well, okay, this year since there's no shower like right by the cabins, I have a bunch of stuff in there. I have a couple toiletries so I can shower because we have to shower right after dinner. Mm-hmm. I have, for me, I have my swimsuit, I have my towel. I have
sunscreen?
Yeah, I have sunscreen, okay. I have bug spray, I have some mints, and that's pretty much it.
So you're basically just prepared for whatever happens.
Yes, sir.
If it's shower time, you're ready.
Yeah.
If it's sunshine time, you're ready. If it's pool time, you got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Backpacks.
Yes.
Key at Enchanted Hills Camp. Let's get to know French fry outside of camp. So what's your favorite fast food?
Oh, man, I love the... breakfast at McDonald's. It's really, really good.
What do you get there?
I usually get like a couple hash browns. Those are the bomb. And okay. I get coffee or like a latte or something. Preferably the French vanilla one. And then I get something like a pancakes with sausage or like the McGriddle or something like that.
McGriddles are so good.
They are.
They are good, aren't they?
Yes.
I get a McGriddle fix every now and then.
And then like sometimes I also like the KFC, like a $20 fillet with my whole family, get fried chicken, mashed potatoes.
Love it.
Biscuits, all that stuff. Yeah, it's great.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite soda?
It has to be like, probably, okay, I like vanilla cream soda. That's my favorite. I don't get to have it too often, but when I do, perfect.
Excellent answer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a common soda, so no. When you drink it, it's like a treat. Yeah.
Either that or Cherry Coke. Which is more common, I think.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to take us out for a really nice sit-down dinner at a nice restaurant. Your choice. Where are you going to take me?
There's this restaurant in San Francisco.
Tell me about it.
Called Opaque. It's a restaurant where they basically, it's completely dark there. And the servers are visually impaired. and they guide you, and then they show you how to eat and everything. And it's I think it's a very great experience, especially for someone who's sighted and wants to know what it's like to be blind, because there's no light in there whatsoever.
I have
and you
never
eat your
heard
meal.
Of this. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's in San Francisco somewhere.
Okay.
Not sure where.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out. See, learning stuff all the time here.
Yeah, I've actually never been to this restaurant, but I've read reviews about it.
That's where we wanted to go, right?
We
wanted to go check it out. Okay,
I wanna go.
Perfect. Nice. I'm down. Let's go. All right. So what's your favorite color? Do you have a favorite color?
Okay. I kind of like red because it kind of seems interesting, but I don't exactly know conceptually what it's like.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get away from sighted stuff. What's your favorite smell?
Oh, my gosh. Like,
isn't it weird that, okay.
Or
isn't
perfume?
It weird that people ask what their favorite color is or what their favorite sighted thing
is?
But then when you ask, what's your favorite smell? It's almost a hard question, isn't it?
Yeah. I like food when it's cooking, like meat, especially like steak or like stuff like that. I also like perfume, especially when, you know, when it's good, smelling good.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
on a lady.
Yeah.
Perfume smelling good on a lady.
Yeah, I'm sure
perfect.
You like that too, man.
I do. Everybody likes a nice
absolutely.
Lady, for sure.
Absolutely.
And I would imagine nice smelling men too, because we don't want
that
to be stinky.
Is what that's what deodorant and cologne are for.
All right, French fry.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite television show?
TV show, not really, but I've recently got into watching Netflix. I like watching things like Forensic Files. It's a show where they talk about old criminal cases that were solved just by forensics.
Yeah,
it's
I watched that.
Perfect.
I love it.
Yeah. I love the guy who does the talking, too. He's really interesting.
Do you watch, my wife and I like that show, too. Do you watch anything on Netflix that's audio described for you? There's tons of audio descriptions.
I watched 13 Reasons Why a couple months ago.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
won't watch it.
You should.
Well, no, it's just the things are already so sad in our world that it's hard for me to watch really sad stuff for a long time.
Yeah, it's
because it's the world is already heavy. I don't want to heavy it up with my entertainment.
parts of it were like really upsetting for me.
Yeah, I've heard that about the show. I'm trying to stay away from it.
The audio description was good quality though.
Good, that's good to hear. Anything else besides 13 Reasons Why?
Not really. I don't watch. I'm like some other people. I don't watch Netflix constantly. I can't.
Can I make a recommendation?
Sure.
Something really fun and cool that you might really like.
Yeah.
That's audio described as is a show called Troll Hunters.
Oh.
It's not just for kids.
Oh.
It's actually written by Guillermo del Toro. Do you know who that is? He's a director. He just won an award for his movie The Shape of Water.
Oh my gosh.
But he's a very imaginative person, and it's a spectacular TV show with all kinds of action and fun, and it's really good audio description.
Oh,
check it out.
Do you ever list audio description even though you cited me?
Yeah, I do. And I do it for two reasons. I've had to do some audio description myself for movies and things that I do, which has helped me try to figure out how to write and figure out what audio description is. And I like it when I'm going to bed. Because I can fall asleep and still visualize typically reruns. It makes it so when you're falling asleep, you can still visualize the show without having to see it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's great.
That's how, and it's, you know, warming me up. I don't know if I'm going to have my sight for the rest of my life, so I'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah. Also gives you perspective on how blind people watch movies.
That's it. That's exactly it. And I'd never seen anything audio described until I came to camp. So it's all still very new for me. Okay, do you have a favorite movie?
I like Harry Potter.
All the
movies.
All
They're
Harry Potter.
Excellent. And I also like, those are like my favorite movies of all. They're awesome.
Cool. Excellent. Favorite band?
I don't think so.
Top three. What are you listening to right now?
Right now, I wasn't really listening to... I was listening to Imagine Dragons the other day, I think. I love them.
All right.
My brother is actually going to the Imagine Dragons concert next Tuesday in Concord while I'm here.
Oh, okay. Are you a little bit jealous or are you all right?
I'm a little jealous.
Have you ever been to a live show?
No.
Oh,
well, actually... Maybe, but I don't remember.
Okay.
It must have been a long time ago.
All right. right. Can you name some music you don't like?
Rap. Some rap. Like, when it's overly extreme, I can't stand it, you know? Yeah. Some is okay, though.
Right.
Yeah, like, I feel like a lot of kids these days are into rap. I don't know if you ever noticed that, Maceo.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Believe me, you know, I definitely see that rap is the most popular music right now.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, what else? Let's see. Do you have a favorite superhero?
Not really into that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. What about you?
I'm more Star Wars.
Mm. Yeah, my brother and my dad both love Star Wars.
I'm more Star Wars. Superheroes, you know, I always say superheroes had comic books first.
Oh.
Star Wars had nothing.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Wars is writers writing new stories. Marvel and DC are writing stories based on old stories.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a little bit. I'm okay with it. It's entertainment. People get upset about movies. I don't get it. It's just entertainment.
If a movie
sat down and I watch it and the time is going fast and I'm being entertained and I turn it off at the end, it did its job. I don't need to complain about it. I was entertained.
I mean, I could see, like, you know, if a movie, like, isn't that good quality, then people complain a lot about
it. Sure, you can not like a movie, but that's why we watch it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we can make an executive decision. It just turns out that now when you watch something and you don't like it, you can go right to the internet and complain about it endlessly.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't take too much stock in that. It seems like every time somebody really likes a movie, I'm disappointed. Mm. And every time Rotten Tomatoes gives it a terrible number, I end up liking it. That's just how I operate for some reason. Mm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Black Panther.
What?
What? It wasn't that good. It was a little boring.
Mm.
It was a well-made movie, but I didn't really like it. I'm not complaining about it. It's just my personal preference.
Granted, the day I did watch it back at the California School for the Blind, I was there for summer camp. Mm-hmm. I kind of fell asleep.
Yeah, see, well, I told you.
I like ditched halfway through it because I was so freaking tired. And I just went back to my room and fell asleep. And then my friends pulled a prank on me that night.
It's probably too much hype.
Yeah.
I think it was too much hype.
Yeah.
All right, so we're winding down here, mm-hmm. French Fry.
Yeah.
Are you Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat?
I have all of those, but I don't use it too often.
What's your most common
use
social?
I use Twitter, but to follow political news. Okay. That's just my kind of style.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you Facebook, you communicate through Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and you post pictures on Instagram?
Actually,
or Snapchat?
Yeah. I don't do Snapchat
okay,
so much.
Okay, cool. All right.
I do Instagram more.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So here we are. Who has your back, French Fry?
Some of my friends, I guess.
Nice. Are you a cat or a dog person?
More cat. They're more like sweet, innocent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or I like puppies.
Puppies,
but not like
cats.
Big dogs.
There it is.
Not like big dogs, though. They're too intimidating.
Yeah, I get I get intimidated by big dogs. What gets you fired up?
Let's see. When my friends are doing stupid things and messing around, when
You're
I see,
all fired up.
Yeah, when I see stuff on the news that makes me mad, like children being separated from their parents, that's recently.
Yeah,
that gets me really upset, actually. And besides that, maybe when watching videos, sometimes I get fired up too, like when it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good answers. You did a little bit of everything. You did frustration fired up. You did exciting fired up. You did it all fired up.
Yeah.
All right. Here we are at the end, French
all right.
Fry.
Thank you so much.
Well, no, I got a hard question for
Whoa.
You. Are you having fun podcasting?
Yes.
Excellent. Are you going to have a good rest of your session? I believe you.
I think I will. I'll just miss you. That's for sure.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. My time here at this session is coming to an end. I got another day here today and tomorrow. Got to get back to the grind, but hey, you know what? It's still awesome that I get to come up here and do these podcasts with you guys and be a part of this scene because it's so awesome. It gives me so much inspiration, bro. I go home and write music and play songs, and it really revitalizes me. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
When you get home, how good you feel.
Yeah. Well, I feel tired.
Yeah, of course, but it's a good tired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's your hard question. You ready?
Yeah. All right.
Let's see. What do you want to say to all sighted people?
To all sighted people, I want to say, Keep an open mind when you meet a person with a visual impairment. Do not assume that they are incapable of doing something. Because, like, I've seen that before, and it really, you know, it's upsetting. But then when they see what you can do, they're like, oh my gosh, you can do that? Like, just keep an open mind, folks. You know, we, most of us visually impaired people, we're just like you, but without eyeballs. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Excellent message. You heard it right here. Everything EHC with my friend Nikki the French Fry.
Thank you.
Hey, hello, EHC.
EHC is the place to be.
That's exactly it. That's what we say here. We haven't done that too much on these podcasts. You're one of the first ones to lay that down. So perfect. You were listening to Everything EHC. Thanks for joining us again, French Fry.
Thank you
so
much.
We hope to have you back on the show again, obviously, sometime soon. Maybe we'll do this again. But until next time, people, listeners, everybody out there in the big wide world, thanks for listening to Everything EHC. I see more campers coming right now for their podcast.
Yeah.
Hello. All right. We're signing
off
now.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nikki. I'll talk
to you
soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Over and out.